Hi, this is Mike from Power to the People. This is my liberal progressive point of view. Liberals, independents, and progressives have been ignored by the DNC and RNC for years, and more so by the DNC this year and the new platform and how they pushed Hillary Clinton down our throats through the media and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the entire Democrat Party. And all that will do will backfire come November when people vote either Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. The progressives have been betrayed by both parties over the years, and I'm going to explain how.
You can't put your values into your vote, then democracy is lost at sea. We have no moral compass, and that's exactly where we are right now. People are hungering for more choices, but the American political system excels at suppressing the voices of opposition. In fact, we are probably the only major developed country that is limited to two parties. People are told over and over, don't vote your values, vote your fears. But what we got was everything we were afraid of, all the reasons you were told that you had to vote for the lesser evil, because you didn't want the massive expanding wars, you didn't want the meltdown of the climate, you didn't want the massive Wall Street bailouts, you didn't want the offshoring of our jobs. These are all things that were brought to us, signed, sealed, and delivered by a Democratic White House with two Democratic houses of Congress. We have a few things to learn about democracy in our own country, that we need to allow opposition voices and opposition political parties. That's how we get to real democracy. In a true multi-party democracy, we'd have much easier access and we would have inclusive debates. So you have many more points of view, much more diversity, and it's much harder for corporations to take control, to buy out the two parties, and basically censor and eliminate all other non-corporate points of view, like living wages, like the right to a job, like the right to free higher education. Those are critical issues, and we need an open democracy to be able to bring them into our political system. And forget the lesser evil, stand up and fight for the greater good, like our lives depend on it, because they do.
And welcome, this is Mike. Power to the people. Visit progressivemike.com, and Grobeck, if you're listening, I will make a new liner for you for your radio program over the weekend. So I will make a new liner. Visit progressivemike.com. Good talk about how, and that was Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, which I support for president of the United States of America. Without, and before I name my reasons why I believe the DNC and RNC have betrayed independents and liberals and progressives in this country and both parties in a moment. Without hesitation, I am voting for Jill Stein when I go to vote on that paper ballot come November. Yes, Hillary Clinton's name will appear, and Donald Trump's name will appear, and, you know, Gary Johnson's name will appear, but I'm going to vote for Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. And I do not care how many Hillary supporters don't like it. I don't care how many Trump supporters don't like it. I feel betrayed by the Dem Party, and millions of people in this country feel the same way as I do. More so, the people who attended the DNC circus coronation of Hillary Clinton at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, how they were crying their eyes at that convention after what happened. I'm a progressive. I am for moving forwards. I am for finding solutions how to improve the United States of America and the world over. I am a liberal in my political beliefs. I am for the single-payer healthcare system. I am for Medicaid expansion to help cover children who need it. I am for Medicare to help cover seniors with their prescription drug costs. I support military veterans to get the help they need after the sacrifices they made of losing their arms and legs in war. I support the civilian population. I support the oppressed, not the people doing the oppressing. See, in this world, there are a lot of people who support the oppressors instead of supporting the people who are the victim. Instead of supporting the Palestinians, people support the terrorist government of the Israel government under Bibi Netanyahu. Excuse me. One of the reasons I feel betrayed by the Dem Party is its new platform. The new platform of the Dem Party is for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The new Dem Party platform is against raising the minimum wage above $7.25 an hour. The new DNC platform is against placing a carbon tax on any corporation that violates environmental laws. Think of BP in the Gulf of Mexico. Think of Chevron in the Gulf of Mexico. All of these companies that are leaking oil into the Gulf of Mexico are not being fined. The executives are not going to jail after harming and polluting the environment. See, the DNC and RNC have ignored progressives for years, but then demand our vote. Progressives and liberals and independents were against the invasion of Iraq. And we were ignored by both parties. We oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and both the Democrats and Republicans are pushing for it, including President Obama and Hillary Clinton. We are against the Keystone XL pipeline that carries the deadly tar sands oil. Now, read up on the tar sands oil disaster in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan in July of 2010, and still have not been cleaned up 6 years later. Just like the Gulf of Mexico has not been cleaned up from the oil spill from British Petroleum, or the oil spill of the 90,000 gallons of crude oil that leaked into the Gulf of Mexico this month. That's like the Native Americans and the indigenous people fighting against an oil pipeline that they want to build in North and South Dakota. That these are companies that do not care about our environment, about our water supplies. We independents and progressives and liberals has called for people being held accountable for the dangerous amounts of lead found in water supplies in Flint, Michigan, in St. Joseph, Louisiana, and many other cities and states in the country. But do the Republicans and the Democrats listen to independents about these problems? No. They just shed it under the rug. And people in Flint, Michigan are still living with lead-poisoned water. People in St. Joseph, Louisiana are still living with lead-poisoned water. Because we have a government that doesn't listen to the people of this country and then demand our vote. We were against the invasion of Iraq. Both parties didn't listen. We are against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Both parties are not listening. We are against the Keystone XL pipeline. Both parties are not listening. and then demand our vote come November. And then demand our vote every, you know, 2, 4, 6 years for Congress. We're tired of being ignored and then demanding we vote for them. We all said, we, at least me, at least myself, this progressive was against the invasion of Iraq. Did Chuck Schumer listen? Did Hillary Clinton listen? Did any of the Republicans listen? Did Dick Cheney, or Condoleezza Rice, or Colin Powell, or Donald Rumsfeld, or any of them listen to us? No. They were too busy for the invasion of Iraq. Did Hillary Clinton listen? No. She lied on the Senate floor claiming Iraq was a threat. Has Hillary Clinton listened to any of the voters in this country about trans-Pacific partnership? Of course not. Look at the corporate cronies she has surrounded herself with. Tim Kaine, the person she chose for vice president, voted in favor of Trans-Pacific Partnership Fast Track in June of 2015 in the Senate. If you don't believe me, look it up. She supports Trans-Pacific Partnership. She is not listening to the voters. So why should I vote for someone who doesn't listen to progressives? Why should I vote for someone that doesn't listen to the voters? Why should I vote for someone that is brazenly putting in people in her campaign that are corporate cronies, who supported the Wall Street bailouts in 2008, who support the Keystone Pipeline, who support Trans-Pacific Partnership? Why the hell should I throw my vote to choose Hillary when she is surrounding herself with a bunch of corporate cronies? Ken Salazar, a man who has denied fracking that harms the environment. Ken Salazar is the same man who supports the Trans-Pacific Partnership, who supports the Keystone Pipeline. And then gets an endorsement by G.W. Bush war criminal John Negroponte. John Negroponte were one of the architects of the invasion of Iraq. And which one did Hillary Clinton vote in favor of while she was in the Senate? Authorization to use force in Iraq in 2002. So who is Hillary surrounding herself with here? Corporate cronies. One, support TPP. Two, support the Keystone Pipeline. Three, support and has promoted war in the past, including regime change. Progressives were against the invasion of Iraq. We were ignored by both parties. Progressives are against any bombing of Iran. We're not going to get listened to. We are being ignored over Keystone. We are being ignored over the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We are being ignored over war. We are being ignored over the infrastructure. We are being ignored over protecting programs that the most disadvantaged and most needy need in this country. Food stamps is a need. Medicaid a need, Medicare a need, unemployment benefits a need, veterans benefits a need. But which programs have Democrats and Republicans targeted over the years? Food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, unemployment benefits, veterans benefits, and refuse to raise the minimum wage above $7.25 an hour. In today's economy, in the 21st century, $7.25 an hour is slave wages. In today's economy, in major cities like New York City, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Baltimore, $7.25 an hour cannot pay for a loaf of bread. Never mind your health care cost, because we have a privatized healthcare system in the United States of America. We will never get a single-payer system as long as Americans keep voting in, garbage out, as the late, great, rest in peace, George Carlin put it. Garbage in, garbage out. We're not going to get a single-payer healthcare system as long as people keep going along with the lesser of two evils horseshit, and then we don't have single-payer healthcare. Neither party is looking to budge on single-payer health care. Hillary never supported it. Chuck Schumer never supported it. Nancy Pelosi never supported it. John Boehner never supported single-payer health care. Paul Ryan doesn't support single-payer health care. We got a bunch of greedy people in Congress who don't care if another child in America goes without Medicaid expansion. And then complains that it's too much money. Yeah, we spent what? How much money has been spent on Iraq and Afghanistan combined? What? $15 trillion? But we can't afford Medicaid expansion. We can't afford college education. We can't afford Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. But hey, we can afford to send another $1 trillion to Iraq per year, or send another $1 trillion over to Afghanistan every year, or send another $600 billion to the Israeli government. But hey, we can't afford nothing in our country that helps the most poor. And both the DNC, RNC have betrayed progressives in this country. They don't listen to us, and then have the nerve to demand our vote. The DNC and RNC has not listened to the American people about raising the minimum wage for years, but wants our vote. The DNC and RNC do not listen to the American voters in this country about war and unnecessary war conflicts, but they want our vote. They ignore us about cutting food stamps and Medicaid and Medicare and veterans benefits and unemployment insurance and cutting money to ACORN and Planned Parenthood and public education, but they want our votes. They want our votes, folks. They want us to keep voting in the lesser of two evils, you know, DNC, RNC, horseshit political parties that do nothing for the poor, that do nothing for the middle class, that do nothing, 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 nothing. That members of Congress are still on vacation. There's a reason why Democrats and Republicans have a record low approval rating in American history in Congress, because they don't do their jobs. They take the majority of the year on freaking vacation. They feel like spending even one day in the Senate floor is a job. They feel like spending even just one millisecond on that Senate and House floor is a job. Maybe our politicians need to, you know, work for $7.25 an hour to see what it's like to struggle. To see what it's like to be living without the single-payer health care system that members of Congress enjoy. Instead of cutting benefits to people who need help. And stop granting corporations tax breaks who don't need it. And stop rewarding corporations for shipping jobs to China. Stop rewarding oil companies when they spill hundreds of thousands to millions of gallons of crude oil in the Gulf of Mexico. We have an ineffectual Congress that doesn't do their jobs, that takes vacations on majority of the darn year. A public school teacher works harder than Hillary Clinton. I mean, really? A firefighter or police officer works a hell of a lot harder than Trump ever has in his life. A janitor works harder than Hillary Clinton has ever done in her life. But not one time has Hillary Clinton ever supported raising the minimum wage above seven $7.25 an hour all the 8 years she was in Senate in New York. She was too busy cozying up to Goldman Sachs in 2005 and voting in favor of the Wall Street bailouts when she was senator. She was too busy cozying up to George W. Bush and voting in favor of the authorization to use force in Iraq, not caring about the consequences of war actions because her daughter wasn't being sent in the front lines. As long as the Killery family doesn't have to serve in war, she is more than darn happy to help send our men and women into harm's way and then say screw you when they become a veteran. That's the way I feel about the DNC and RNC. You know how else the DNC betrayed millions of voters? By pushing such a pathetic, untrustworthy presidential candidate. By pushing Hillary Clinton through the media. They have pushed such a pathetic, untrustworthy, unlikable presidential candidate in American history, even more than Trump. And this is who the DNC pushed over and over and over again and screwed over Sanders voters at the coronation of Queen cackle-laughing witch Hillary. But her supporters will now say, there is no election fraud. You can't prove election fraud. If this election fraud involves Sanders, they would be up in arms with the torches and pitchforks with the DNC, with Debbie Wasserman and Schultz. But because the election fraud favored the candidate the DNC pushed, they were silent. Hillary supporters were silent about the election fraud that occurred in New York, that occurred in Massachusetts, that occurred in California, that occurred in Nevada, that occurred in Iowa, that occurred in Texas, with hacked voting machines that kept switching Sanders' name to Clinton every time someone pushed that machine. You know what I see? Hillary Rodham Clinton cheating her way to the White House like George W. Bush did with the Diebold voting machines in Ohio in 2004. It has already been proven that she will cheat her way into the presidency of the United States. It has already been proven through the caucuses and primaries that she will have Clinton staff help cheat her way to into the presidency, including allowing unregistered people to cast their vote for her. Just like the massive election fraud that happened with George W. Bush in Ohio in 2004. And that's who we have, folks, for the DNC, RNC, are bots. That you cannot question anything Trump says or proposes. That we cannot question anything Hillary proposes or says. If you look at how Trump's and Hillary supporters act, they are bots. They can't think on their own two feet. They feel that they have to call people morons and retarded and uneducated because they criticize the motives of Hillary Clinton. That we are retards because we criticize the motives of Donald J. Trump. They don't want us criticizing presidential candidates. These bots have forgotten what it's like to be an American. That we are not supposed to blindly follow a politician, no matter what political affiliation they are connected to. That we are not supposed to blindly follow a politician, no matter what their last name is, or gender is, or color of skin, or creed, or ethnicity, or background, or religious belief. I don't believe in blindly following any politician. I don't care what political party they belong to. Do I blindly follow Jill Stein? Of course not. But I see Jill Stein as genuine. Jill Stein doesn't pander for votes. Jill Stein is the only presidential candidate that has called for solutions on how to fix the problems not just in the United States, but the entire planet. Jill Stein wants clean energy by 2030. 100% clean energy in the United States by 2030. But who would oppose that? Hillary Clinton supporters. Donald Trump supporters would oppose clean energy in the United States of America. They would oppose spending money on Medicaid and Medicare and public education and Head Start. They would oppose helping the poor because Hillary Rodham Clinton opposes helping the poor. Passing a job-killing trade agreement like Trans-Pacific Partnership is not about our country. It's not about our nation. It is not about jobs. It has been proven time and time again that passing one trade agreement after another kills our jobs, sends them overseas, rewards corporations for polluting our environment. That's what these trade agreements do. Trade agreements that were passed under Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. These are job-killing trade agreements that do nothing to benefit the most poor, middle class, the most disadvantaged. All it does is ship our jobs overseas. But who gets blamed when poverty rises in inner-city communities? Black people and white poor people. That is who gets blamed in this country every time poverty rises. These bots will not blame government policy for passing trade agreements that ships Detroit, Michigan jobs to another country. No, they never want to blame Clinton. They never want to blame Obama. They never want to blame Bush. They never want to blame Reagan. They never want to blame George Herbert Walker Bush. They never want to blame Nixon. They never want to blame John F. Kennedy. They never want to blame all these presidents that have passed one trade agreement after another that has hurt this country hand over foot, that has hurt the most disadvantaged. But they want our votes. The DNC and RNC ignores the voices of people in this country, but they want our votes. No, I know I went over my first break here, but I'm going to say this before I take my break. Why should I vote for a political party anymore that don't listen to the American people? Where every time a black person or Hispanic or Mexican or female or male or black or white speaks to corrupt politicians like Hillary, she's just nodding her head up and down. People who nod their heads up and down when people talk to them is basically showing the obvious expression, I'm not listening to you. Your words are going in one ear and out the other. And Hillary Clinton keeps nodding her head every single time someone talks to her. She's basically saying to herself, why am I listening to these peasants? Why am I listening to these people? Why am I listening to them? Donald Trump does the same damn thing. And it's disrespectful and disingenuous. It is a matter of disrespect for someone to keep nodding their head up and down like a bobblehead because they don't want to listen to poor people, because they don't want to listen to people in inner city communities, because they don't want to listen to people who are not from the $1 million range. That because we're not worth millions or billions of dollars, that we don't belong being listened to, but vote for us. Vote for me, but I'm not going to listen to your needs. Vote for me. Cast your vote for me. But I'm going to nod my head up and down like a bobblehead. Bobblehead Trump, bobblehead Hillary. That'll be a bestseller. Use that for your car's dashboard every time you drive. Every time you hit a bump, you see Hillary Clinton's head bobbing up and down like a puppet. I don't want to listen to you, but you must vote for me. I'm not going to listen to you that you're a single mother or a single father struggling with, on food stamps. But I'm going to bob my head up and down like I'm not listening to you. All that condescension. Trump and Hillary are very, very condescending. Remember when Hillary Clinton, when Black Lives Matter activist was talking to Hillary Clinton in one of the press conferences, and Hillary Clinton basically said, "Maybe I'll talk to whites only." Maybe I'll talk to whites only. While Black Lives Matter activists are trying to tell this idiot that there are issues in this country that have to do with the fact that black people are gunned down just for being black. But a bunch of white Confederate flag-waving racists can stand in front of an NAACP office building with loaded guns and they don't get shot. But a black person can just be simply walking down the street and they get shot and killed. Even if they had their hands up there shot and killed. But hey, a white person can, you know, shoot a cop like the Planned Parenthood Clinic shooter did in Colorado. And he wasn't shot. There's something wrong in this country. And I don't see Jumper Shillery talking about the problems that face this nation. All we hear is bickering. You're a doody head. You're a mini head. You pick your boogers. You eat your boogers. That's what I'm hearing from Hillary and Trump. You're a mini head. You're a doo-doo head. You pick your boogers. You eat your boogers. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing childlike tantrums by spoiled children. Okay? Might as well put up kindergarteners on that stage while they're bickering back and forth who is the worst candidate over the other, while neither child is listing one solution over another. Might as well put 2 5-year-olds from a kindergarten class. While Hillary and Trump keep bickering and bickering and bickering and bickering and bickering and bickering and bickering. You think it's tiring to hear me say it? All we see on TV media is Trump 24/7. It doesn't matter what channel it is. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC. It is Trump 24/7 that they never talk about Hillary Rodham Clinton. They don't want to bring up the fact that the same people, the same company that raised the price of EpiPens to $600 per EpiPen is the same company who donated $250,000 to the Hillary Clinton Sham Foundation. No, that's not talked about on MSNBC. That's not talked about on CNN. That's not talked about on Fox. That's not talked about on lamestream media. And also, they don't bring up the fact that the woman who helped raise the price of EpiPens to $600 per EpiPen is none other than Democrat Senator's Joe Manchin's daughter. But is the DNC speaking up about this? Is the DNC telling Senator Joe Manchin to tell his daughter to resign from her position from the Mylan Corporation that makes the EpiPen? No. Now, if this was a Republican daughter, you can bet the DNC will be up in arms. But because this is the daughter of a Democrat senator, the DNC chairwoman and the entire Democrat Party is fucking silent to the core. That the only, and you know, both parties do this. Republicans only talk about corruption in the Democrat Party, and Democrats only talk about corruption in the Republican Party. partisan shills will never, ever go after Democrat and Republican Party politicians when there is corruption in their own political party. That is why they are called robots. That they won't question why Joe Manchin's daughter worked for the same company that raised EpiPen prices to $600 per. Or why it donated $250,000 to the Hillary Clinton Sham Foundation. But there's not a peep from the Dem Party. All you hear from the Dem Party are crickets. Because they are too, just like the Republican bots, the Democrat bots are literally afraid to confront corruption within their own political party. They are literally scared shitless to confront corruption in their own party and keep blaming the other side. Republicans do this, Republicans do that. That is Democrats. Democrats do this, Democrats do that. That is Republicans. But neither side wants to look at corruption with their own political party, but then demand our votes. I know I'm supposed to be in break, but when I'm in passionate mood here, talking about what I'm talking about, I can't stop. So, let me get a drink of water. In summary, short summary so far, I still got like 20 some odd minutes left. Progressives were again. Okay, let me back up for a little bit here. Me personally, the way I am a progressive. I am for moving forwards, not backwards. I am for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, unemployment. All the programs that benefit the most disadvantaged. Do I have a problem with people being rich and profitable and making a dollar? Of course not. But there's a but in here. I'm not for bailing out corporations that robbed millions of people of their pension, retirement, and 401ks because they were too greedy to pay their workers an honest living wage. They wanted to ship their jobs to Mexico and pay people $1 an hour. They wanted to ship their jobs to India and Pakistan and China and pay their workers $2 an hour because they were too greedy to pay their American workers at $10 an hour or $15 an hour. That's what I'm against. I am against unregulated, unfettered capitalism. Where a bunch of corporate CEOs and executives make money off the backs of poor people, off the backs of the middle class. That's what I'm against. Do I have a problem with Bill and Melinda Gates having Microsoft? Of course not. They never act for a bailout because Bill and Melinda Gates knows how to operate their money properly. That Bill and Melinda Gates don't ship their Microsoft jobs overseas. Now think of EpiPen. The daughter of Democrat Senator Joe Manchin gave herself a raise at the tune of $16+ million while raising the price of EpiPen by 600%. This is a health item that has saved people from an allergy attack. And then they wonder why the company has lost $3 billion. There is no wonder why. When you raise prices of a health item by 600% that make it insanely impossible for, you know, a person suffering with peanut allergies to be able to purchase an EpiPen because they cannot afford it at $600. because they can't afford that price. Majority of the people in this country cannot afford that price. And then find out the same company donated money, basically bribery money, of $250,000 to the Shillery Sham Foundation. But I must vote for her. If you notice, the Trump supporters have swept all the racism and bigotry and xenophobia and Islamophobia under the rug to support him. And Shillery supporters have swept her pro-war, pro-trade agreement, pro-fracking stances under the rug just to support her. And they show their hypocrisy when their argument basically is, war is not okay under a Republican, but war is okay under a Democrat. The same goes for Republicans. A war is not okay under Democrats, but war is okay under Republicans. Both sides do this. All the Clinton bots out there were supporting the passage of NAFTA. All because old Bill Clinton was passing it while he was president. All those Clinton bots all supported the mass incarceration of black people in this country because Clinton passed it. And all the Republican bots, you know, supported, you know, trickle-down economics because it was practiced under Reagan. You know, the picture should be of the Dem and Repub parties. Switch them to a sheeple parrot. Yes, I know that animal don't exist in real life, but I'm just saying, make that icon for the Dem and Repub parties, the sheeple parrot. And mainly for its supporters. Its supporters are sheeple. Well, sheep have higher intelligence than humans. But, no, in fact, the icon for the Dem and Repub Party should be a dodo bird. That's right. Because the intelligence of people who blindly follow Shillery and blindly follow Trump is down to the IQ of a dodo bird. People who spend their time online to attack and belittle and bully and harass people and call them retarded and call them uneducated because they don't blindly follow Shillery or they don't blindly follow Trump or dodo birds. They had this, these DNC and RNC bots had this idea, you must blindly follow a politician. You must not question their motives, why they vote us into war. You must not question their motives, why they vote for NAFTA. Why they vote for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Why they supported the three trade agreements that were passed under President Obama in 2011. Yes, I know Shillery didn't vote for NAFTA, but she endorsed it. She was more than happy in the 1990s to help endorse NAFTA. Go to trade meetings and say, NAFTA is good because my husband is foreign. You know? And then they demand our votes. After screwing around Sanders voters, hack voting machines, you know, names purred from the voter rolls who are registered Democrat voters, they expect our votes.
You're gonna unify behind Hillary Clinton or you're voting for Trump. Duh.
That's what they sound like. People make fun of hillbillies and make jokes about them. Friggin' hell, make fun of the DNC RNC bots.
If you ain't voting for Clinton, you're voting for Trump. Duh.
That's what I hear. Immaturity, bigotry, hate. That's what I hear from the DNC RNC bots, that you must blindly follow a politician or you're not American. You must blindly follow a political party or you're not American. You're retarded. You're uneducated. Oh, if you hate this country so much, why don't you leave? So yeah, I brought that line up because that line has been used against me, folks, by both Democrat and Republican voters. More so the partisan ones.
If you hate this country so much, why don't you leave? You hate this country, Mike. You don't love this country. If you hate this country, why don't you leave?
That's what I hear from shillery bots and Trump bots in this country. That I hate the country I was born and raised in because I don't believe in blindly following politicians and making sad-ass excuses for them after sad-ass excuse for them when they vote us into war, when they're in favor of, polluting corporations that pollute the environment, that want to open up the Keystone Pipeline and have tar sands all across the United States of America and not care about the consequences. Hey, Mike, if you hate this country, why don't you leave? If you hate this country, why don't you leave? If you hate this country, why don't you leave? That's what I hear. Not one single Shillery and Trump supporter has listed a solution on how Shillery or Trump are going to fix the problems inside our country. All we hear is bickering. Trump is bad. Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. Shillery is bad. They should make a song about it. Someone may make a song about it. And all you see are the words in a 4-minute song is, Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. 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 Because that's all I'm seeing. That is all I'm hearing by Shillery. That's all I'm hearing by Trump. Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. Shillery is bad. Trump is bad. That's all I'm fucking hearing. That's all I'm hearing by their supporters. Trump is bad, Shillery is bad. Trump is bad, Shillery is bad. It's like listening to a parrot. That none of you can name one single solitary solution by Shillery or Trump on what they're going to do to help improve the United States of America as a whole. What are they going to do to protect Social Security? What are they going to do to protect Medicaid? What are they going to do to protect Medicare? Unemployment, veterans benefits, public education, college education. What are these people going to do for solutions in this country? Not this bickering shit back and forth. Who is the worst candidate than the other? And you know, the so-called debates are not going to be debates. I'll turn them on. I'll turn on to see what Trump and Shillery are saying, but all we're going to hear back and forth is who is the worst candidate. The problem, and I say this on my Facebook page, mike@inyourfaceradio.net, it could be a bickering fest. Shillery drops her IQ level down to Trump's. If that was Jill Stein up there, Jill Stein would be talking about the issues. Climate change, Social Security, ending military interventionalism. You're not hearing that from Shillery. All we're hearing from Shillery is how bad Trump is without naming one single solitary solution how to fix the problems that face our nation on a daily basis. I am not going to vote for someone that cannot figure out what problems we have in this country, and all she does is bicker. Listening to Trump and Shillery is like listening to your little brother and sister arguing back and forth to their mommy and daddy who is the worst person and who is the best person. That's all we hear from both camps. It ain't just me, folks. It is millions of people listening to this. And all they see is Trump and Shillery bickering. But they want us to vote for them. Why? Why should I waste my time to vote for someone that bickers back and forth like a kid? Hillary is 70 years old, and she's acting like she's 3. Because she can't be an adult enough to talk about the issues like Jill Stein has. Jill Stein has no problem talking about climate change. She's not hesitant about it. Jill Stein is not hesitant about talking about Social Security and Medicaid. Jill Stein is not hesitant about talking about raising the minimum wage. But you can't get a word worse shit out of Trump's and Shillery's mouth about it. Without them bickering back and forth. You think I'm, you know, my listeners, you think my voice is tiring, or if everyone thinks my voice is tiring and listening to me about this, turn on the TV. Look at what Trump and Shillery are doing. They're bickering back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's tiring. It's like hearing a child throwing a temper tantrum in a supermarket and throwing their bodies on the floor because their mother or father didn't buy them a chocolate bar. It's immature bullshit, and we got real issues facing this country. And both Trump and Shillery are treating the presidency like a joke. That is how Shillery and Trump are treating the problems in this country and the problems we face in this country. They're treating it like a joke. They're not treating the presidency as real because Shillery and Trump, they're not doing it for the country. They're not doing it for the future of this nation. They're doing it for power and nothing else. Because what Shillery will do or Trump will do the moment they're sworn into office is tell the voters, I didn't say that. I don't recall. That's what we will hear from Shillery and Trump. I don't recall telling you that on the campaign trail. I don't recall is the politician's famous words for saying they don't want to admit they're wrong. And you know, a Shillery supporter attacking me online is not going to make me vote for her. I'm voting for Jill Stein regardless, but as I said in my past shows, if there was a chance I was one of the people that had a chance of voting for Shillery at all this bullying and harassing and belittling online on Facebook has pushed me away from Shillery more farther and more farther and more farther. Farther. That is the truth. For anyone that even thinks of voting for Shillery, all these belittling and bullying and harassing and attacking people because they don't blindly follow Shillery pushes them away from voting for her. Because the question begs to remain here, if Shillery Clinton's supporters are like this towards other voters, we can only, you know, how is Shillery going to be against world leaders when our own supporters become like aggressive animals and don't like people criticizing Shillery Clinton because they don't got the balls and nerve to spine to do it themselves. Because they don't got the nerve to ever criticize Shillery Rodham Clinton. It's always about Trump. Trump is bad. Trump is a meanie. Trump is a booger-eating doo-doo head. Shillery is a booger-eating doo-doo head. That's what I'm hearing. That's the messages I'm getting from Shillery and Trump. I'm not hearing solutions by Shillery and Trump. I'm not. I'm not the only one here that feels this way. Millions of people across this country feel this way. We're not hearing solutions. All we're hearing is yelling back and forth, bickering back and forth. That's not going to make people vote for them. I don't care how much Trump and Shillery supporters don't like this fact, but you're not going to get voters by your presidential candidates bickering back and forth like toddlers. You're not going to get people to vote for them by your own supporters belittling and attacking and bullying and harassing people online. and think they have a right to harass people online or call them uneducated or retarded because they're typing behind a computer keyboard and don't realize they're typing to real people with feelings and emotions. And all these attacks and belittling people because they don't blindly support Shillery is not going to get people to vote for her when they go to the ballot box in November. But no, you Shillery and Trump voters won't get it. But you know the fact is, Shillery supporters have been the worst in this election year, how they treat people. How they treated Sanders people crying at the convention, ripped signs out of people's hands, purged people's names from the voter rolls, did nothing about hacked voting machines because it favored, you know, Shillery over Sanders. As you can tell by my voice, folks, I feel betrayed by a political party that has claimed for years they are for democracy and the People's Party. My, my, how the DNC shown they are the complete opposite of what they claim. Actions speak louder than words, and how Hillary Clinton supporters acted towards Bernie Sanders supporters. Shown they are not for democracy or respecting how other people vote. And anti-Trump people were treated the same exact way by pro-Trump supporters at the DNC RNC convention. Because you have people within the DNC and RNC that treat the two major political parties like a cult. And anyone who questions the motives of a Democrat and Republican politician, they are attacked, they are belittled, they are bullied, they are harassed, they are called retarded, they are called uneducated. But they want our votes. They want to bully us into supporting Hillary and Trump. They want to mistreat us. They want to ignore progressives and liberals and independents in this country over war, over trade agreements, over protecting Social Security and other programs the most disadvantaged need. But while they're ignoring us, they're expecting all of us liberals and all of us independents and all of us progressives to, you know, cast our votes to Hillary Clinton at the ballot box after ignoring the needs of the people. Gotta remember, the new DNC platform opposes a carbon tax on any corporation that pollutes the environment. The new DNC platform opposes raising the minimum wage above $7.25 an hour. The new DNC platform is for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The DNC and RNC have ignored progressives for years, and progressives are tired of being ignored, of being given broken promises every 4 to 8 years by every Democrat and Republican president that runs for office. That, you know, where a politician runs for office and they give these broken promises, what they're going to do against Wall Street, what they're going to do to help protect the poor, what they're going to do to help protect the needy, but then they don't, you know, basically, they do a 180-degree turn the millisecond they are sworn into office. And that is majority of the Democrat and Republican parties. They make all these promises, pandering to voters, and then do a 180-degree turn the moment they're sworn into office. And the main reason I say this is because of Congress. Congress is still on vacation, and then wonder why they have a disastrously low approval rating. Because Congress don't do their jobs on both sides of the aisle. They're too busy on vacation at Martha's Vineyard, or in a mansion, or whatever. They're too busy to help poor people in this country while they're on vacation. Don't bother them. Don't bother them with progressive and independent and liberal ideas, but vote for them. As I just said, progressives are tired of being ignored and then told to vote for them. This year's election is going to show that progressives are tired of being ignored by the Democrat and Republican parties, and we're going to show that when voting for either Jill Stein or Gary Johnson.